You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Here we go on Monday with your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100. Friday night, we decided to go see a high school football game. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but it's our local hometown, small town team. And I had somebody who heard the conversation say, oh, are you like going to root somebody on? No, we don't know anybody who goes to this high school, but we thought it'd be fun to go, and we got there about 15 minutes before kickoff, got a seat up in the bleachers, and I can tell you, we actually left early, middle of the third quarter, but there's a reason for that, but I will tell you that the hometown team ended up winning by like 3 touchdowns.
Hey.
So, success.
Well done.
Yes, they're pretty good. It was kind of funny to watch high school football again after just getting used to watching college and pro football on TV.
A little sloppy?
A little bit, but there was like, here's the funny thing to me. There were a couple of times that there were plays that I wanted to see a replay.
Right.
I'm so spoiled now with, you know, almost every play on television, they'll show you a replay.
Yeah.
And even from different angles. And there were a couple of things I was questioning, like, well, was that really? And then I was like, I don't get a replay with this. I just have to
watch. You get what you get, man.
I just have to sit there in the stands and watch it. So that was funny to me, is like how dependent we have become on replay as part of our sports viewing enjoyment. And then as far as the other enjoyment, the reason we left in the third quarter, the weather was gorgeous. It was like 75 degrees still when we left. The crowd was fine. A lot of young kids running around, you know, and it makes me think back to my days going to high school football games. But the real reason was that these were hard metal bleachers. And after a while, we decided it was just too freaking uncomfortable.
Oh, your little booties hurt.
Yes. And we were looking around at all of the adults who are there, who all have those padded bleacher seats, you know, that you attach to the bleachers.
Yep.
I kid you not, we're probably, because we enjoyed doing this, and we're going to want to go other times, we probably will invest in a couple of adult padded little seats.
Yes, this is a smart move. Or just bring a pillow.
Or I guess a pillow.
Grab a pillow off your bed.
But that was our takeaway from it. It was like, she's like, you ready to go? And I'm like, yeah, my butt's kind of sore too. what a good night out. That was
good
fun.
For
what
you,
about
man.
Your weekend? What happened?
How
you?
Funny is this? We spent some of our weekend hanging out with high school kids as well. On Friday, we do this every year. We roll up to the Dakota Ridge area and watch the Dakota Ridge Homecoming Parade. So we watched that for about an hour. And yeah, really enjoyed all the joy in those young kids' faces and seeing all the clubs that come rolling by, all the kids trying to basically find out who they are in life, you know, and they were all throwing candy, and it was just a lot of fun. My takeaway from that, though, is the homecoming parade is a chance for parents to show off how wealthy they are, because a lot of the floats and stuff are pulled by, you know, brand new pickup trucks and other high-end vehicles, a lot of convertibles, you know. One guy had a brand new F-150 and he was towing a giant boat behind it with the swim team on it. I'm like, okay, I can see what we're doing. Well, I can see what we're doing here just a little bit. You know, it was a little show-offy, but every year it's just so much fun. And a shout-out to Dakota Ridge High School. I know a lot of teachers, the vice principal up there emails me a lot. So shout out to that high school. You know, hope you guys had a great homecoming. We also had Reed's football game this weekend. They got smashed. Nicole did a lot of baking. She made some cookies and banana bread. I smoked some wings. And then I think the other highlight was on Saturday night, we had our neighbors over for just a little get together on the back patio, kind of like an end of the summer thing, and fired up the fire pit. And we had Scotland Rob over and his Scotland wife. And between the four of us, we had about 4 bottles of wine, Dom.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I know. We had a nice little cheese board out there and listened to Scotland Rob. He's like me. He was complaining about his mother-in-law a lot and some things that were going on at the house where One day he was up in the bedroom trying to shower, and he locked the bedroom door. And the big stink around their house was is the mom needed something in the bedroom. So as he was getting out of the shower, he could hear the door rattling to the bedroom. And essentially his mom was on the other side of the door trying to pick the lock.
Pick the lock.
To come into the bedroom, he said, in my house, my bedroom, with me being naked in that room, and the mother-in-law trying to come in. So
what
there
could
was,
she possibly have needed that
there
desperately
was, I don't
his
even remember
bedroom.
What it was. It was something for one of the kids or something that was left in the room, and she's like, well, I'll go up and get it, and the stink was that he was trying to shower, and his mother-in-law was trying to break into the room.
Maybe there's another reason why she
That's exactly what we were joking about. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, she's been trying to see it for years.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
So, yeah, we had a good weekend, man. It was good. So hopefully that's some of that fun oozes into this week here on the show.
we could get a little bit of a fun echo.
Yeah,
from
a little
Monday,
fun
Tuesday,
high.
Wednesday.
We got a fun high.